This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
We've got 7 billion people on the planet, a billion sheep, 2 billion cows and pigs, and 10 quintillion insects. We know what happens to the livestock. How do humans compete with those insects? Ready, set, go on this Friday, October 28th. This is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning, John.
We're going to conclude our week-long look at the implications of a 7 billion human population with a look at some of the economic adaptations we've already made to accommodate the latest billions and the ones we're likely to make in the future. Also, is the wealth gap actually good for America? And how we're actually wired to get scared by some kinds of music?
And we want to get your views about whatever you hear on the show. Maybe you're hoping that you're going to have the 7 billionth person in your family. 8778-MY-TAKE. But let's start with our headlines this morning. All Europe now needs for its new bailout fund is the actual funds. European leaders agreed to put together a $1.4 trillion firewall to keep the debt crisis from spreading. They don't have that entire amount yet. So this morning, the head of the bailout fund is in Beijing trying to convince China to invest. We'll talk about that more later. Little persuasion to be found on Capitol Hill. Republicans and Democrats on the so-called super committee rejected each other's debt reduction proposals. House Speaker John Boehner says tax issues are the main obstacle.
I'm not surprised that you know, we're having some difficulty because this isn't easy. It's going to be very, very hard.
The panel has until November 23rd to craft a bill that cuts at least $1.2 trillion from the deficit.
About 1,000 people gathered in Oakland, California overnight in honor of that Iraq war veteran who was seriously injured this week in a confrontation between police and anti-Wall Street demonstrators. Many in the crowd held candles during last night's vigil for 24-year-old Scott Olson. He is in the hospital with a fractured skull. Meanwhile, police in Nashville, Tennessee, have made some arrests this morning at a site where a few dozen Wall Street protesters there had been encamped for about 3 weeks. The government says Medicare's basic monthly premium will rise less than expected next year. It will go up by $3.50 for most people to just under $100 a month, and that's about $7 less than was anticipated.
The United Nations Security Council voted to lift the no-fly zone over Libya that ends a seven-month military action there. The U.S. military, though, has started flying reconnaissance drones over Somalia. It steps up its fight against Islamist militants. Those drones take off from Ethiopia, but they are unarmed. And a British study says taking 2 aspirin a day reduces the risk of colon cancer by more than 60% in people who have a family history of the disease.
As game sixes go, it was a doozy last night in the World Series. The St. Louis Cardinals were down 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth, down to their last strike when David Freese tripled to tie the game. Up till that point, the lead had changed about 5 times. Texas went ahead again in the 10th inning. The Cardinals once again rallied with 2 outs to tie it back up. Then in the bottom of the 11th, I was asleep by that point, Freeze was back at the plate.
Freeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Joe Buck, talking about Game 7. A walk-off home run gave the Cardinals that 10-9 lead. Game 7 will be tonight with your Joe Buck there on Fox. Asian markets are up. European indices are mixed this morning. Futures are down for Wall Street. There'll be some profit-taking at the opening session about 2.5 hours from now. The Dow gets underway at 12,209. S&P opens at 1,284 after a huge run-up yesterday, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,738. Coming up this hour... a Halloween playlist. What's your favorite music to get you freaked out? And why do certain chords, certain tonalities freak people out and make us all scared? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE and tell us your song. Perhaps sing it. More later this hour with the brilliant, the great, the legendary John Schaefer. But first, we continue the conversation on the growing wealth gap in the United States. That's pretty scary in just a few minutes.
¶¶ At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.